I'm going to sing inside, leading into meditation. First verse, I will leave this world, and the second verse, I will leave this day.
What a great lead-in for our meditation today, this song. I will leave this day as it is and go inside to find my God. And so we move into that spirit, that alignment now. And we use the metaphor of climbing the mountain to arrive at a higher awareness, a higher consciousness. And just as climbing that mountain could be difficult, what I invite you to do now also might be difficult. I invite you to put aside all of the jagged edges, all of the troubles, the problems, the worries, those parts of your ego that make it difficult to ascend to a higher consciousness. I ask you to put aside your golden calves. And rise up to a greater awareness of the reality of spirit in your life, the reality of God in the world and in the universe, and the reality of the living Christ deep within yourself. And as we do this, we realize this is not a journey that is concerned so much about the mind as it is with our hearts. And so we listen with eyes wide open, ears wide open, most of all with our hearts wide open. Now is a time to reconnect with our deepest, most profound reality. The divine light within us. And so we move closer to that place, the emptiness, the nothingness, because there is no need for anything other than that reality. We move to a place where we refuse to be distracted. we move to that place where we only see the reality of unlimited potential. Spirit alive within us. And every possibility becomes real in the light of God. And so I invite you now, take some time in the silence. Dwell on top of the mountain and allow yourself to commune with your God. And now gently, softly, I call out to you to return from that inner space of nothingness, to slowly begin your descent down from the mountaintop. And as you climb down, you become more aware of the world without around you, everything tangible, all of the noise. And as you do so, I invite you to reaffirm the truth, the reality that you experience deep within, the deep knowing in your heart. And so while the golden calves may abound everywhere, you have a different level of knowing. And so we affirm, we recommit to the true presence, the reality of divine mind, the reality of love and light in our lives. And for the opportunity to come together and pray this prayer and reaffirm who we are, what we are, by reaffirming that one source, that one power in our lives. We are so grateful. We say thank you, God, and so it is. Amen.
Door, but whatever name you give it,
So what power can't you see? The power of the love in you and me. One power, one power, one power. We speak so many languages, of different clothing, different colors, different names, different and only dangerous when we forget that in the heart we're all the same. Remember once we close our eyes to see that such distances were never meant to be. God, call it Spirit, call it Jesus, call it Lord, call it Buddha, Baha'u'llah, Hashem, or Heaven's Door. It's Muhammad, it's your mind, it's your soul, or it's your sign. It's the universe, it's music, Mother Earth, or Father Time. Whatever name you give it, it's all one power, can't you see? Whatever name you give it, it's the very air we breathe. It's the power of the love in you and me. Sing with me. One power, one power, one power. One power, one power, one power. It's the moment of creation, it's an everlasting peace. It's the freedom of forgiveness, it's the sweetness of release. It's the joy of inspiration, it's the sunshine on your face. It's the birthright of all nations, it's the boundlessness of space. It's the beauty of the baby, it's serenity of sleep. It's the anger we abandon, for it's love that's most deep. It's the power of the love that lives forever in you and me. It's the power of the love in you and me. One power, one power.
Daniel Neymar.